Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is LG, and once again, we have an opportunity to speak with you on Let's Talk Truth. I can understand now why this is so very, very important, because we live in a society where everything is done according to the prosperity of the mind of man. So because of the way we think and the way we go about accomplishing the things that we're looking for, it's very hard for us to be presented with what we call the truth. Today, I want you to join us as we talk about how we gain the world and lose the soul. That's what we're exploring today. Gain the world, lose the soul. Somewhere in our lives, our day-to-day journey to wherever it is we're going, we have come across a path that if you stop and examine where you are, there's a void there. And you can so much tell it's a void in everyone's life is because of the things we're presented with on a daily basis. Now, that void is Jesus Christ. We have allowed ourselves to be put in a position where Christ is no longer important in our lives. We put everything else before him, everything. And have you ever just stopped to think about and look back over your life to the things that have brought you to this point, the things that have that's now meaningless that we thought was so very important? But those things were important to us during our blind years. But now that we have been exposed to the truth, we should no longer be blind. And there's a state and a place that we're trying to go and things that we're trying to accomplish and things that we're trying to grasp, but we're leaving Christ out of the equation and we're only accomplishing things that will fade away, that's not going to really benefit us. So the scripture that I'm reminded of is this is Matthew 16. And 26, and the first part of that scripture says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Something has to be more important to us than stuff. If we would look around, what in the world is more important than stuff? What do I have to pay for? What is my life worth? And if you get down to the nitty-gritty, it's frightening sometimes to think we've made it to this edge or to this place in our lives. And the things that we are holding on to so desperately and trying to be the first to accomplish certain things, these things are meaningless. It's not going to prosper us in any way as far as our soul is concerned. So what we have to do is think about, if we're to gain the world and lose our souls. Now, if you think about that, we think about the mind of man. Our minds are so very fragile. And they're fragile to the point that we can be made to believe anything. We can be made to believe anything. Why is this? Because we're operating in our flesh. And so we allow ourselves to be taken captive, and we have had our innocence stripped away from us. And because of that, we're giving full permission for us to be very gullible and full permission for us to be duped and bamboozled. Now, when we get to thinking about the things in life that we're trying to gain, money. We're trying to gain, we want the biggest houses and the fastest cars and the most expensive cars and all of these things. But in reality, what does that do for me as a person? I don't care how big my house is. I don't care how big my bank account is. Who am I as a person? Am I the person that God can use to build his kingdom. See, we have to build the kingdom here, the kingdom on earth. And God says the kingdom of heaven is at hand, which means I can experience that right here. So if I'm to do that, then I'm going to have to kind of take into consideration where I am, who I am, and who I'm doing it with. So think about the fragile mind of man. I was talking to a lady today about how easy it is for us to be pulled off track, how easy it is to make us believe something that's so false and to catch hold of things that's really not going to benefit us. When I sit down to eat dinner at night, what I eat, I want it to sustain me. If I'm steady eating and I'm steady losing weight and getting skinnier and skinnier until after a while I can't even walk, I'm so skinny, then there's something wrong with what I'm eating. We need to stop first and focus on what are we eating, what are we taking in? What are we allowing our minds to take in? And believe me, what we're allowing our minds to be fed are the things that's hindering us on a daily basis. And we're going to look around one day and say, oh, I've made it to the top. I've got the world by the tail, and I can do whatever I want to in the world. But where is my soul? How much about God do I know? How much power do I have when it comes to being in the body of Christ? And you look around, and I know people come at you in so many different ways because people don't want to be told that they're doing the wrong thing. And you know what people say all the time says, well, there's nothing new under the sun. The things that's going on today are the things that went on back in the day. Well, that's true. But today things are just blatant, out in the open. No, we don't try to hide anything. We want everything out in the open. Why? Because we're big enough and we're bad enough to let it happen. And our minds eat that stuff every day. Back in the day, things were subtle. Homosexuality, gangs, all of that stuff. Everything was back in the day the same way it is now, except back in the day it was subtle. We didn't have to be put out on Front Street, or I didn't have to let you know what I'm interested in. I could be interested in something or take part in something and didn't have to share it everywhere. Back in the day, we worked for what we wanted. Today, we are entertained for what we want. So it's a different, the mindset has changed. We have changed totally. And I don't know how serious you all take what I'm saying, but everything I talk to you about or things that I want to talk truth about, it's very serious to me. And it's very serious to the point that I'm willing to be talked about, laughed about, whatever it is you want to say about me, but these are things that need to be addressed because in reality, nobody's addressing these things. We keep everything hidden. We will attack the wrong thing. The church. The church go around, we attack a building for being next door because that building might be a crack house. So what do? We have the building closed down. What about the crack addicts that was in the building? That's where we need to go. We shouldn't try to shut a building up. We need to try and save the souls that's going in that building. So I think the church has a greater obligation, too, because we're in the position to actually build and help people, and we're not putting forth the effort that we need to help people. We fuss about the wrong thing. There's a drug dealer next door and he's dealing drugs. We need him to move out of our neighborhood. In reality, yes, we need the drugs gone, but we need the heart of that man changed. How do we do that? It's the way we present ourselves righteous and holy before God. But we don't want to do stuff like that. We just want to, I want to live, I want to be able to drive into my driveway, and I want to look across and just wave at my neighbor. I don't want to get involved in anything. I want to be frustrated going to church on Sunday or Saturday or whatever day it is I go. I want to be frustrated going, whether I'm going to 8 o'clock service or 10 o'clock service or 11 o'clock service. Let me be frustrated going, because I am all that, a bag of chips and a red soda. I want to go frustrated. When I leave, when I get there, I want to sit on the pew. I want to look very important, and I want to give a big offering. Then I'm going to leave frustrated, and I'm going to drive all the way back home. I'm going to talk about the person who pulls out in front of me, or talk about the person who is standing in line in front of me, holding me up. I'm going to do all these things. So in essence, I'm going to leave home one way and come back the same way. So these are things that we need to really focus on. So what am I doing? I'm gaining all of the materialistic things, or the material things that I can gain hold on to, but my soul is really suffering. My soul is really sick. So these are the things that we need to focus on a day-to-day basis. Now, when we go, when we get to the first inkling of what we need, the first thing, we got to love ourselves. I've got to first fall in love with myself. In other words, I don't want to burn in hell. I don't want to live in hell. I don't want to do anything except prosper. So in order to do that, I've got to love myself. Now, if I love myself, I'm going to feed myself the right thing. I'm going to feed myself the proper food that it's going to take for my soul to prosper. We have little children now that are born, and the minute they start walking and talking, we teach them how to twerk. We teach them how to rap. We teach them how to gyrate and do all these things. But do we introduce them to righteousness? Do we introduce them just on a small scale to Christ, letting them know that you have got to learn how to treat the little boy on the playground in a nice way, or the little girl on the playground in a nice way? Why do you think bullying has got so out of hand? Because somewhere somebody is trying to gain the world and forgot about their soul. It's got to start when that child is small. But you know, we don't teach our children to play with one another, share. No, my toys are my toys. We send our little kids to school with some, and I'm talking, there's nothing wrong with having name brand things. But when you have something name brand and that's all your child will wear and will laugh at the other child because they can't have it, there's something wrong with that. We're pushing ourselves to gain the whole world, but our souls are being lost because of it. So we need to get to the point where parents need to become righteous. They need to love themselves, love the children, love the community. When you see people who walk and go in and out of their house, a lot of the people have lived in a neighborhood for several years, but you don't know your neighbor. Why? Because you never get out there and get involved with your neighbor. It's always what you want to have going on. We will invite the people we know into our homes, but we never get a chance to know our neighbors. So when we forget about, and when our souls are at stake, what are we doing? We're losing our blessings. How many times are you focused with on a daily basis and somebody's saying, oh, I'm broke, my account is overdrawn, this is happening to me, that's happening to me? But it's the attitude we have about living and the attitude we have about being a blessing to someone else. If I take my kids to Toys R Us, why would I take your kid to the dollar store? So these are the things we have to really work on. and wonder why our souls are at stake. And when we get to the point where we forget that and start making excuses about why we're doing things this way and excuses about how we're doing things that way, then we might be able to help each other and do things on a greater level than what we're doing now. But we have allowed ourselves to lie. We lie to ourselves, and we tell ourselves that the things we're experiencing in life, it's okay. We know that that's not always true. If God says something is a sin, it is a sin. I don't care how man dress it up. You can dress it up. Women can dress up like men. Men can dress up like women. But it still doesn't change what God has said in the Word. A liar, God does not can't tarry in the sight of God. Sin, period, cannot tarry in the sight of God. But because we have sold out, we don't make waves. Why? Because if I make waves about what's going on, then I'm not going to be accepted. I would rather walk by myself and have go be in the righteousness of Christ than to walk with 100 people and live for the devil. So this is what we're going to have to get ready for. How much are we willing to give up? And believe it or not, the thing we're holding on to in this world is not enough. It's not worth it. It's just not worth it. So once we get that into consideration and think about it, my goodness, we have a lot that we can accomplish. If you've noticed, old school, back in the day, siblings can laugh about things that went on when they were young, when they were growing up as children. It's the innocence of those years that give them something to hold on to in the heart that will bless them to sit down and laugh about something they did when they were children that formed a bond between them and their siblings. But now you very seldom hear young people remember and bond over anything. If it is, it's about the time one was high and about the time somebody smoked too much weed, or just it has to do with drugs, or it has to do with some gang that they got involved in. Everybody need to belong to something, and the thing that they need to belong to is something that's going to bless them to live. How long are we going to live and not be accountable for anything? So these are the things that we have to start thinking about. Our accountability as a person, as an individual, as a child of God, as a mother, as a father, as a representative, we should be accountable for something. And it's just going, it's everything that you're going to need to take you from point A to point B. When you look around now, the entertainers and the actors and actresses, they go through so much and they live so, they're in rehab. Everybody's in rehab. Rehabilitation. What do you need rehabbing for? So we all want money, but we're not building the kingdom of God with that money. I tell you, if you look at everything that finances go, if we have money in our that God bless us with, personal money, I'm going to bless my foe and no more. You know, we only bless that immediate family, that your children, your husband, your wife. But how about reaching out, blessing somebody that you don't even know? Something really disturbed me several years ago. There was an old lady who burned in her home because her electricity had been turned off. And she had grown kids, and she was using a candle. That candle caught fire, and her house burned. Bless her heart, she was trying to get away from the flames as she got in the bathtub trying to save her life. Now, as harsh as that is, we don't blame that on a church, but what about that could be just one individual who knew that her electricity was off. But because her children didn't step up and pay it, nobody paid it. And it started me to thinking, and I started thinking about people only do what they know to do. So we can't very well put the responsibility on somebody's family except the family of Christ. If we belong to the body of Christ, then someone should have been there. Someone should have said, this lady at XXX whatever street has no electricity. I'm going to TXU and I want to pay this. Whatever it is, let me pay it. They don't have to know who paid it. Just go pay it. And that lady would possibly be living today. And I'm not saying that that's anybody's fault. I just say it started me to thinking that I want to be in the position to bless people. I'm not so concerned about what it is I have or don't have. Yes, I want to be able to pay my bills. I want to be able to pay them on time. I need my transportation. I need a roof over my head. But I don't need it to the extent that I'm going to lose my soul for it. I'm going to try my best to live within the boundaries of righteousness so that everything can be, I can be blessed in all that I have. So, and I want you all to do the same thing. If you will look, God has impressed upon me to let's talk truth. We need to start telling ourselves the truth. Stop sitting here pretending we're living this righteous, fulfilled life when in reality we are not. And I challenge anybody to write me at through our email address. It's let's talk truth. 333@yahoo.com. Feel free to write me, and I want you to also to look forward to our monthly magazine that's going to be coming out in the fall, and it's Let's Talk Truth, and we want to have your voice heard in this magazine. I'm not trying to look for celebrities. I don't want any people that have been labeled experts. I want John Q. Citizen who has a load on their heart and want to get rid of it. I want you to send me an email. I want you to email me your thoughts. Pour out your heart in an email and send it so that we can make it a part of this magazine that's coming out in the fall. It's my desire and it's my determination to talk about subjects that's taboo, that we don't discuss, that we try to cover and make somebody believe that we're on the right track when in reality we are not. We have been pushed in the wrong direction. So this is why we, our television, our programming on television, it's nothing that's going to help us grow. It's teaching us how to fight each other. It's teaching us how to climb to the top by any means necessary. Why do you think it's so important for us to have those shows? Because that fragile mind we have, they want to keep it fed so that we will not see the truth, so our eyes will not ever be open, so that we can continue to be blind and be led blindly throughout the day. We are automatically set in that stage. We're set in the stage where it is no longer important to tell the truth because we want to label everything, oh, whatever it is, it's okay, go ahead, do it. Nothing, you cannot hold me accountable. And the one thing that people say all the time, only God can judge me. Yes, he can, and he put it in the word between Genesis and Revelations, and whatever his word says, that's your judgment. And it's our job to speak those words over people so that people will understand what you're doing, no, is not fulfilling. No, it is not going to work. No, you don't have the prosperity that you're supposed to have, because once God blesses you, then there's nothing else that you're going to be short of. So we have to stand in a place and remember that we are pushing to gain the world. But in that pushing, we're losing our soul. We're losing our soul. We're becoming richer and poor. We're becoming so wise that we're stupid. We're gaining everything, but we're losing the most valuable thing that we can have, and that's the soul, that part of us that's going to live on forever and continuous. And I want you to understand, please, I want somebody to start talking back to me, because I don't want you to think, and I say this every time I do a broadcast, I don't want you to think that I am the world's greatest authority on anything. I'm just a person with a loving heart, and I want us to be blessed, and I feel like I have a connection with God, and I know that some of the things we're doing is not going to be acceptable. It is not acceptable. Don't do something today and feel like you're on top of the world and then tomorrow find out that you've lost out, that you have lost out. Again, I encourage you to send me your voice in an email to Let's, L-E-T-S, Talk, T-A-L-K, Truth, T-R-U-T-H, 333 at yahoo.com. And I promise you, I will absolutely communicate back with you, because I want to hear from you. I want to hear that there's someone else out there just as passionate about things as I am, that want to talk about things just like I do. Because I tell you, it is so awesome to be in a position that you can desire the good works of righteousness in your life, and to feel the love for one another, for our brothers and our sisters. And we've just got to get down to that point. Everyone matters to God. Everyone matters to God. And it doesn't matter where you've come from, what you've done, or where you stand. When you call on God's name and invite him into your life, bam, he's right there. So I want you all to understand that. And as I say, once again, please communicate with me through my email, and that is letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. And remember, please, if you're trying to gain the world, just don't lose your soul in the process. And as I said again, this is LG. I love you. And until next time, our broadcast every Tuesday, 7:30 to 8 o'clock. And I am loving you with the heart of God. All of you, be blessed.